Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Let's begin the programme proper this afternoon with the news that several major powers, including the US, the UK and Saudi Arabia, have issued a joint statement this afternoon for an immediate Israel-Hezbollah ceasefire and appealing for a diplomatic settlement. The statement also called on the parties in the conflict to respect previous UN Security Council resolutions regarding Lebanon and Gaza. Israel also announced this afternoon that it had killed a top Hezbollah Air Force commander, Mohammed Sarour, in a Beirut strike this afternoon. Over 200,000 people are now displaced in Lebanon, and for the latest on the humanitarian crisis, I'm joined from Beirut by Irishwoman Etty Higgins, the deputy representative of UNICEF in Lebanon. Etty, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks, and good afternoon from Beirut.
Yeah, another strike there in Beirut this afternoon. What's it like at the moment?
Yes, indeed. Unfortunately, the UNICEF team on the ground actually heard the blast. It was a significant blast in the southern suburbs. But it was much, much more difficult for the civilians that were living in the area, in the surrounding buildings. So, of course, immediate panic ensued. It's a large district. Where many people have already been forced to flee. And it's not just in the southern suburbs, but it's also in the south of the country and in the Bekaa Valley, where we've seen mass displacement this week. In fact, on Monday, it was the most violent day in Lebanon for the past 18 years, where we saw 50 children alone killed on Monday. And that's coming with over 700 people, almost 700 people killed this week. But sadly, we think that there's probably more who have died and who are buried under the rubble at the moment. Mm-hmm. But the civil defence haven't been able to reach them or recover them yet.
Yeah, and we've covered that and discussed it a lot in the programme throughout the week, that it's the deadliest day on Monday for an awful lot of people there for as long as they can remember. How bad is the humanitarian situation, Etty? Because we saw on our TV screens the mass exodus from the south of Lebanon.
Yes, indeed. Every day and every hour, the number of shelters that are opening is growing. So we've now got over 500 shelters. Many of them are schools and absolutely not appropriate to house people. But there's more than 70,000 of these internally displaced people who are desperately seeking protection and who are now in these shelters. So they've arrived with absolutely nothing. Many of them just literally got in the cars and with the clothes that were on their backs. They left everything behind, their clothes, their medication, and they're without food and water. So many of them, as you probably saw on many TV screens at home, they were on the roads for 16, 18 hours. Mm-hmm. So an incredibly difficult journey to get here. And up until last night, UNICEF teams were out distributing hot meals to many of the displaced because they were actually unable to find shelters. So we estimate that the number of people is actually much higher than the 200,000 that's currently estimated, and we're desperately looking for more shelter to put people, because we're actually heading into the colder winter months here in Lebanon, the same as at home.
That's a really frightening prospect. And this is a country that's opened its borders to about a million Syrian refugees who sought refuge there as well. So there were already an awful lot of people who were in need, in dire straits there.
Yes, exactly. And we're supporting exactly over a half a million Syrian refugees in the country who are already living in extreme poverty. And that's partly, of course, because of the huge economic collapse that Lebanon has faced over the past 4 or 5 years. So it's incredibly difficult as well for all the basic social services, education, healthcare, and even water. And this morning, UNICEF has been working on water infrastructure for many years here. This morning, we've had more water pumping stations that were bombed in Nabatea and other parts of the country, cutting off a water supply for tens of thousands of people. So we're extremely, extremely concerned about the water situation in the country, and we expect it to worsen in the days ahead. unless the bombardment stops and we have safe access to be able to get repair teams out and fuel trucks out as well, because Lebanon has had a national blackout with no electricity for more or less the last 4 to 5 weeks. So we are extremely concerned about that and the risks that a lack of clean drinking water brings for hundreds of thousands of people. UNICEF has flown in 100 metric tons of health supplies last week, but with the reduced flights now coming into the country, we are finding it increasingly difficult to replenish those medical supplies for the hospitals that are totally overburdened with 4,000 people injured over the past 1 week.
You paint a very grim picture, Atty, I must say. I just wonder what you're feeling and your colleagues feeling there. And I know you've been there for over 3 years, I think. But what your feeling is on the prospects of a ceasefire, because against this backdrop, Israel, despite what you say, they say their strikes are targeted and that they're killing Hezbollah operatives or commanders. And they're also saying that even yesterday, that what's happening now could be a possible preparation for a ground offensive.
Indeed, we're hearing the same warnings. What I can say is that the UNICEF team has been here for many decades and that we will continue to stay here and deliver. And even 2 days ago when we were moving to a shelter near the southern suburbs with 1,300 people in the shelter to deliver supplies, we still managed to, there was an airstrike 300 metres from that shelter. We're obviously taking care of our own staff and taking precautions, but we are dedicated to stay and to deliver. And we would definitely call for an immediate de-escalation and for all parties to uphold obligations under international humanitarian law. So, this week with the UN General Assembly taking place in New York with all the world's leaders and political leaders gathered there, it's really incumbent on their responsibility to look for a peaceful and political solution to this very long-running and tragic crisis in the Middle East, including in Lebanon.
And I was watching that General Assembly. That was certainly, in terms of Gaza and Lebanon, that was discussed by all present there. Look, we leave it there for the moment. Atty Higgins of UNICEF in Lebanon, thank you very much indeed for joining us.